Blog Talk Radio.
Is it on? Is it on?
Hmm.
Well, bestie, the red light up there is flashing.
It is.
So that means it's recording. What's up, IMBU land, Instagram land, every land of land that IMBU is on? It's your favorite. So it's like LJ, FKA, Twins, Nervosa,
yes, and your
anybody
host.
You want me to be.
Yes,
and my co-host.
And your host, because you're not going to do me like that today, dude. And your host. Vonnie Pelé, I'm here. I'm live. I'm in color.
Oh my God.
I'm really not. I'm black as hell, but yeah.
Of course. Anyway, we are really sorry that we not have a show last week.
Yeah, we're sorry about that. But, you know, I was working.
Be quiet. We can't dwell on the past. So,
okay, anyway, before we start the show, I just want to give a shout out because. We just cannot play a Rihanna song for our intro and not shout out the person, you know, who's role-playing Rihanna. So, shout out to that girl, Zizi. I love that song. I can't wait for the little video. Is it going to be a full video for it that she's recording?
Girl, she can keep them videos.
I'm sorry. This is funny. It looks a huge bad girl review. Like, I want to see it.
Okay, let's be honest. I like that one. That was cute.
Okay.
But, girl. That what was that one that go hard? What was it?
Oh, yeah,
Riri. Okay. That thing off. Delete from existence. Anyway,
that is so mean. I like the new one. We just gonna stay positive. I like the new one. I like the good night gossip. I think they pulled the actual release for that. So, yeah,
okay. Can I start now? Or are you gonna still talk about it? Okay, anyway. So, y'all, we've been going for a while. So, Vaughn, how was your week? And,
okay,
you know, what's going on?
I was waiting for this because I actually have some good news, y'all. Like, most of the time, I really don't have nothing to say. Just, like, regular shit going on. Like, I'm living, like, I'm alive. But, I mean, that's something to celebrate for. But, I just got a job, and...
Congratulations.
This is the thing. Let me say this first because I like to be, like, trying to read bitches. Like, did you just got a job? Blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you something. If y'all know me, I'm a person who do not like to work. I do not like working at all. If it's not like my passion, I don't want to do it. And my passion is basically, I don't know yet. But once I figure that out, that's what I want to do for my life. Like, I don't like to like clock in to work and work. So, like, it really took me forever to get a job and, like, to actually want to do it. Like, it's never been a problem, like, actually getting a job. It's been, like, actually wanting to do it. So, but yeah, I just got a job, and I like it so far. Getting some money. Yeah.
Okay.
What about you?
My book is good. I'm smiling hard.
You do got good news.
I do, yeah. First of all, let me tell you that I finally found my prom outfit, but now we gotta find something different because we're not going to time. But anyway. Yesterday I found out that I got accepted to college.
Congratulations. Y'all didn't hear what she said. She got accepted to college. My little baby is smart out here.
Girl, man. And I also, I don't know if I told y'all, but I passed my driver's test a few weeks ago, so I'm driving. Yeah, that's just in the streets now.
Like, before me, bitch. Like, yeah, I am, like, so paranoid. I'm, like, the most paranoid person. Like,
no, I was, too. I was definitely like that, too. But
like, I hate when people drive fast. I hate, like, it just drives me. Like, I get so fucking scared, like, on the road. Like, I'm just paranoid. I don't know when I would ever get my fucking license. Like, I'm just scared as hell. Like, I don't know what it is about being a driver. Like, I know I'm doing good, but I think everybody else doing good, bitch.
True.
Like,
but if it's meant for you to die, you're going to die. Hello?
Okay. That makes me not want my life to think, girl, stop. You scaring me anymore.
You put your life in the hands of the road since you want to be in the car.
Whatever.
But anyway, so y'all know we do this segment every week. So, Vaughn, who's your hashtag Finding a Friday?
Okay. I can't wait for this.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. We haven't really talked about who we were going to do. We were going to agree on the same person. But I'm actually going to change mine because I feel like there are so many other eligible bachelors out there.
Oh, Lord.
I just want to shout out to me.
And to who?
Me. I said to man. To man.
I thought
y'all know I got to ask this bitch when I get real ghetto.
Oh, please.
Believe me. Okay, my fine nigga, pretty.
Can you talk regular? Nobody knows what I'm talking about. Nobody
knows
what
you're
talking about.
Listen, okay, look. My fine nigga Friday is actually, I'm still thinking, that's why I keep prolonging, y'all.
Like, oh my God. Can you just say something? First of all, you have somebody in mind. We were talking about it right before we started the show.
But I'd be scared. I'd be scared to say mine. That's how I did it. So okay.
Her children going to get you, girl.
Okay, mine's just Tyler Bear.
DB, please don't kill me, girl, because
I know how you is about your man, girl. I'm not AB, okay? I'm not AB.
First
AB,
of all,
listen.
DB better
I'm not
going to
disrespect your man or nothing. I'm just saying that he's attractive, okay? That's all I'm saying.
He's not going to bust you upside the head saying that.
Yeah,
anyway.
She's going to be my ass. Yeah, she's going to be my ass.
She's going to get you, y'all. DB better not play about her man or her kids. Anyway. Kids. Them kids are so dumb.
The kids is another story. I love her babies. They always happy.
Okay. Anyway, mine goes to. I kind of changed mine because I feel weird, but mine is going to go to Seven Octopus. Just because Seven Octopus.
It's not octopus. It's octagon.
Okay. Oh my goodness. DC. Anyway, that's mine. And it's not because liking somebody or whatever like that. It's just, I mean, that's just who I take. If I want to fight, can't get it. Hey, Mimi. Sorry, I love her. Anyway, you don't know Mimi, do you, Vaughn?
No, who is that?
You do. That's the one that, I cannot remember her name, but she just left on view. Seven's ex-girlfriend.
Oh, I'm not
her
big head.
Okay. Yo,
we do
have
a big head, but I like her. I like her.
She's pretty.
Yeah. She's pretty
in real life. Oh, yeah, she is. And her hair always plays.
Mm-hmm.
I will rip off her head. Right. You know how I feel about
her. I'm a bad bitch. Jesus. This is my guy, bitch.
Okay, Tori got all y'all thinking y'all got some
guys.
Y'all really ain't got nothing.
Okay, I'll
think
what is God, though. Like,
you know what it is? I don't know. And you know he put up that post. He put up that post talk about who don't know, whoever don't know the bums or something like that. It's like, I want him to know that I don't
know what God is. Because to me, I feel like God is like, give me my God, give me my pops. Like, give me my applause. Is that what it is? Give me my God.
I thought it was, like, money. I thought it was, like, give me my money or something. I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know.
That's it for our... Girl, why are you calling me? God bless. Anyway, that's it for our... Stop. That's it for our little segment. But before we go on with the show, our show is, what you call it, not represented. I don't know what you call it. Our show is being represented tonight by a special brand.
Sponsored.
And we're playing their commercial.
Allegedly.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
Allegedly sponsored.
Don't want to get sued. Anyway, our show is allegedly sponsored by a brand, and we're going to play that commercial. So, see you guys later.
Come and get your weed, Queen Virgin Remy, Queen Virgin Remy. Queen Virgin Remy, Queen Virgin Remy. It's time for prom, buy me some hair. I'm so excited, long hair, don't care. Called up my stylist, she was hooked up. I was so mad, but I had to figure it out. So I called up my best friend, and I told her what happened. She said, don't worry about it, I got you. I'll be there at about 2. I said, okay, no room for error. This my prom day. Girl, what? I'll make you look like Beyonce. It took a couple hours for her to show up, but she had everything we needed to get the job done. Started dyeing my hair to turn it to blonde. Then we realized she did something wrong. She tried to condition it using G shampoo. Got even drier. She tried to use the mask. Oh, how could you do this? Why put me through this? Oh, I could get even, but all I want is my queen virgin remedy. Queen virgin remedy. Queen virgin remedy. Queen Virgin Remy, Queen Virgin Remy, Queen Virgin Remy.
Queen... Okay, baby, it's okay.
Anyway, y'all, she's still getting it, but welcome back to Bench.
Thank you so much,
Queen Virgin Remy, here for
allegedly. Oh, ooh, baby, fix that song before I fix that fade.
Okay, so anyway, Kevin.
All right, you guys. So one thing about Zant that I like about that, you can literally open up this show and talk about anything. I feel like we have a platform now, so we can, you know.
Oh, well, sweetie, hold on. Let me pause you right there. We've been had a platform since 2015. Keep going.
True. But what I was getting at before I was rudely interrupted by a non-motherfucking factor, okay? Shout out to Miss Tammy. No, that wasn't Tammy. That was Evelyn, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Girl, it's the same one that got bopped in the face with a cigarette. Go ahead.
I can't wait for that show. Anyway, okay. But now listen, so I feel like now we can kind of talk about some serious stuff with you guys. So we want to open up, like, you know, like this show, like some serious topics, and just kind of like share our opinions on it, like that. So.
But before we do that, I want to talk about next week's show real quick.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, so you know a lot about that, so you can go ahead.
Oh, of course. Okay, you guys, so next week's show, I don't have to work next Friday, so we are going to have Vent. So, you know, apply.
You didn't have to today.
That's what I'm saying, but I'm just saying, like, you know, normally I have to work, like, on Friday. So, like, last
week.
Oh, I can work that. Yeah, anyway, but I didn't have to work today or I don't have to work next Friday either. So, we are going to have Vent next Friday, but I want, like, all of our, like, fans on the show with us. So if you guys are going to be, like, guests on the show, like, just let us know. We got a few people. You got to have a personality. Like, you can't be on the show.
Yeah.
Right. You got to have that person, like, that spirit, that attitude, that stance,
and y'all need that class. Y'all need to take the whole week to brush up on your shading skills because it's going to be a lot of shit.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of shit on the show, y'all. And it's just all in fun. It's not, like, serious. It's, like, just, you know, we just like to be funny and just fun with you guys. So this show, yeah. So next week's show, like, just let us know if you want to be on next week's show. We also create a group. This is something normal. Brian don't even know what it is. But we also create, like, a group page, like a group DM. I mean, like, a group DM. So we're, like, basically, like, everybody who's tuning into the show, like, you guys can all, like, comment after the show going on and stuff like that. So, like, we all in one, like, little group or whatever like that. So with that being said, we'll talk more about that, like, later on today, too. So, well, later on tonight. So.
See, well, I'm no longer in charge of the page. But go ahead.
Don't say that, because you know I've been writing myself from then, like it's another person.
No, ooh, I meant to get on you about that.
Yeah, I got serious problems. I've been like speaking to myself in third person. I'm like really low key, like crazy. Anyway.
She be commenting under her own pictures.
Yes.
I'm like, beautiful picture.
Yeah, I'm just so happy. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so on to our topic for the day. Like I said, it's like a little bit serious, a little different take for event because you don't usually talk about serious stuff. You talk about, you know, just stuff. But anyway. Okay. So I'm gonna ask the question and we're just gonna say our opinion. Try it on go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Does it make the artist play song go?
That phone.
Oh, my phone tag.
Okay, I'm good now.
Did you have the questions in your phone? I sent to you. Okay. Does it make it harder to let someone go because you both have history with each other? Like, is it harder to let somebody go because you guys have history?
Okay, do you want me to go first?
Of course.
Okay. Don't get smart. Of course, but it depends on what sort of history y'all have. If y'all have bad history, like, God bless, keep your eyes on the prize, or y'all get going to hell.
You know, history can mean anything. History is, it can be like a history of just, you know, like people, let me rephrase the question. You know, like, you got, like, these some people, like, in these kinds of relationships, or, like, even, like, real relationships, like, they feel like they don't like to let people go because they feel like you guys, like, spent so many years together, like, you just went through so much shit together, so it's just, like, it makes it harder for you to let go of that person. So my question is,
okay,
go ahead.
No, go ahead. Come on. No.
Like, does it make it harder? Like, is it harder for somebody to go because you have that history with them? Is that true?
Of course, because if you have, like, good memories, good history with anybody, it's hard to, like, you know, like, let me give an example. Like, when me and you had our little situation.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, think about it all the time. I was like, oh, my God, like, I'm my sister back, like, you know what I mean, but still trying to, like, act like I don't care, but it's just, like, if you have, like, a long relationship with somebody for a long time, they know everything about you, y'all just, like, you know, y'all just, what it is, like, just, it's just hard to just let that person go with it, like, just like that. It takes time to get over people.
I know exactly what you mean.
Sometimes it's not time to leave, you know?
Okay, so that's Brian's take on that. I don't disagree with you at all. I think that, like, what you say, like, that's, like, bringing me and you up. But I feel like it just depends. Like, I feel like it should not – I don't feel like it should be harder. Like, I really don't feel like it should be harder. It just depends on the person, like, and the type of relationship you guys have. No, like, the type of the history you guys have. Like, is it, like, a history and constantly, like, doing you wrong? Don't hold on to that. Like, don't try to hold on to that person. Like, you hold on to the wrong,
like,
the wrong person for the wrong. No, I mean, like, you know, a lot of people go through shit like that. Like, I've been through it before too. Like, I hold on to certain people who I feel like because we have, like,
rarely.
History. So, like, we, like,
oh wait, okay,
yes,
right.
And I feel like I hold on to people too. Like, sometimes because we have, like, that. Like, we've known each other for a long time. Like. You know, or we known each other for a while, or you know, or we've been through shit together, like, you know, and you just think it's, like, acceptable, but in reality, it's really not. Like, I deserve better, and hell, they probably deserve better too. That whatever I'm not giving to them, so it's just like,
well,
I feel like you shouldn't hold on to somebody just because you guys have history together. Like, and I feel like if you do, make sure that history with that person is, like, it's mostly positive. Like, it's not anything negative. Because negative shit, you can just dismiss it. Like, don't hold on to that. Anything else?
And don't choose a guy over your friends, y'all.
Yeah, just don't. Well, hold on. Y'all know how I feel about that. Because I actually disagree with that a little bit. Let me say why. I feel like if you do end up choosing a guy over your friend, you need to be damn sure to make sure that it's the right guy for you. Because sometimes I feel like in life it does come down to whether to choose a friend over a man. And it's like it just depends on what you want more. You may want that man more than you want your friend. And I feel like if they are a friend, they will stick around. You know what I mean? Like,
so you...
I feel like if they're a friend, they would stick around. Like, I did, like, you chose guys over me a lot of times.
No, I have not.
Yes,
don't
you did.
No,
but I feel
I
like,
not.
AB.
Give me an example, because heck no.
How many times have I told you not to date that person?
But that's not choosing you. That's
yes,
no.
It is.
No,
I'm
it's
saying,
not.
if I'm saying that I do not like this person and you choosing them over me, you choosing
if
to
you're
place them.
If you're, okay, if you're saying it like that, you've done it plenty of times too.
Okay. I did. It's a gamble, which is my next thing I was going to say. It's a gamble. You need to make sure that that man is you know, is, and if he's not, like I said, I really feel like it sets the loyalty of your friends as well. Apparently, me and Eddie are meant to be friends because, like, you know, we never stop being friends over a dude. But I feel like some people do or like that. Like, you just maybe to make sure, like, you know, you choosing that man and, you know, you have the potential of being your friend. It's a gamble. That's all I got to
say
with that.
Make sure you make time for your friends while you're in your relationship, too. That's how I feel because.
Yeah.
Back when Vaughn used to have his little relationship, like,
don't, bitch, you not even do that because you were that same way.
No, I wasn't. Because, you know, first of all, let me tell you something. You know, back in. I cannot put this out.
Fix your phone, bitch, while I fix your face.
Like I said, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Back in like 2015, 2016, you know, I could not go a day without you being on the phone. Don't even do that.
This is the thing, though. Like, I don't feel like I choose guys. Like, I feel like, and we'll talk about this later on. This is too deep. Okay, next question. We'll talk about this later on, bitch. You got, well, you tried it. Okay, so this one kind of goes on with the other question a little bit. What's the number of chances should you give for motherfucker? Like, what do you think? Do you think it's a number? It's a certain number of chances you gotta give somebody?
It's not a number. It depends on what they do. Cause it's like,
okay.
Let me give you an example.
Yeah, tell me more.
If you go around telling my business to somebody that I don't like, okay. One time, okay. Yo, do that no more. Oh, I didn't mean to do that. Okay, just don't do it no more. You know what I mean? All right. Do it again. Then that's when I'm like, okay. No. That's because you. It's just like some stuff. It's like okay, maybe you didn't do it on purpose. If you do it again, and I already told you not to do that, then you're doing it on purpose. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now you're just trying to take advantage.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like, I don't feel like it's like a certain number you should have set in your mind because that's why you just setting yourself up. Like, you just setting yourself up for them to fuck up. I feel like you should never walk into a relationship with a mentality is like they gonna fuck up. I just know it. I'm gonna give him about 10 chances, and they gonna push your button every single time. I feel like in a relationship,
okay,
period, y'all are gonna be going through shit. Like, yeah, they gonna fuck up, you gonna fuck up, y'all both gonna fuck up. I feel like go back to what you were saying. Like, our relationship, like, it just depends on a person. Like, it just depends on how many chances are you willing to allow. Like, sometimes, like with me, I feel like I am a little bit more like flexible and like offering people chances. I feel like that.
It
depends on a person, honestly. Like I said, it depends on a person's relationship. But it's like certain stuff I just don't deal with. Like, if you cheat on me, rap. I don't know. Because I feel like I am giving you too much. I'm giving you freaking a bit. I'm giving you church late in the morning. I am I'm giving you every fucking thing that a person's supposed to give you, and you gonna sit there and go cheat on me? You fucking crazy. No, ma'am. No.
Okay.
Like, you crazy. I don't like that. Like, I just feel like it just depends on a person, like, how many times you should get in, like, wrong the fuck up. But I don't think you should ever just walk in with shit and be like, okay, you know, like, walk in with a negative mindset, like, he always fuck up. So, like, don't do that, y'all. You about to say something?
No.
Girl, you breathe? Why you breathing like that, bitch?
Like what?
You about to say something.
No, I was about to say something, but I was just like, never mind.
No,
because it didn't make sense.
Girl, nothing. Everything makes sense on a venture. Come on, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, like, I forgot. Leave it alone.
Oh, girl. Okay. Okay, so another thing. Okay, the next one is somebody said something in my DM, and I was trying to read it while I was trying to read the other. Okay, so I know I've been like going in my life before too. So this next question, like, I actually been before, like, at this point, y'all. Like, don't judge me. I don't get it. But okay, I feel like I'm not enough for him or her. What should I do? Like, what should you do when you feel like you're just not enough for that person?
What does I don't know, because I felt like I never felt like that in a way.
Like, you know, okay, like, you give an example. You know, like, some people feel like, You know, I'm gonna use my example first. Like, I mean, I was in like a, I know it's like a relationship with nobody before, but like, I would talk to somebody, and
do
like,
I know them?
I'm trying to. No, this is like real. This is like real life. No, this is like real. This is like real life. I don't think so. But anyway,
yeah,
like, I would,
echo like I don't know in real life. But go ahead.
No, it's like real life as in like way back, you know, way back when.
Way back. I'm mad we did that at the same time.
But like this is like way back. But no, I was like talking to this dude, and I'll be honest, like I went through like serious like insecurity like days. Like I just did not feel attractive enough. Like he was super attractive. Like everybody wanted him. I think I did tell you about him. This dude. Kenny. Okay, anyway.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, so well, let's pause on this for a quick.
Okay.
So y'all, we're gonna go on a quick commercial break.
Oh.
This next song is by my best friend. And this is one of my favorite not my favorite, but I really like this song. This is called Cassie.
The Shady. The Shady.
And this is my funny.
Guys, I was in like the middle of a conversation, but Brian just had to insist that we go ahead and play my new single, which is called Casualty. Go like it now and go purchase it. Thank you. Okay. My headphones got out. Okay, now back to the topic. Before I get into the whole little finish off of the topic, I just want to say thank you to everybody who's tuning in, because a lot of you guys like DMing us and just like really like offering like your opinions and like agreeing with us, disagreeing with us. Like, I like this. Like, this is what I really wanted for this show to be, like, just, like, really, like, informative and, like, y'all talking to us, we talking to y'all back, like, so, just thank y'all for that. We'll do more talk this too later on the next show. Okay, so, what was I talking about?
You wasn't enough for him.
Okay, yeah, like, okay, I was talking to this dude in real life. I'm not gonna say his name, but I was talking to this dude in real life, and I just feel like I just wasn't, like, attractive enough, like he obviously like he came from like he had money, like all everybody liked him. Like, he was very, yeah, like he was very social, like everybody liked him, and it's just like, and he liked me, and I was like, well, why do you like me? Like, what do you want from me? Like, we got all these people like coming for you, like me, like what is it about me? Like I felt like that about that, and like it just kind of just fucked me up. And we still talk to this, like we like friends or like that, like we talk to this day, but it's just not on that type of level anymore. But but what's going on? And it's like, what should I do? Like, and what I did, what I learned, like as I like got mature and got older and like, you know, start working on my confidence, is that you just can't allow people's, like, outer appearance, like, their materialistic, like, all that, like, judge who you mm-hmm. are. Like, don't look at that and let that reflect back upon you. Like, if you don't have those things, just work hard to get to it. Like, I don't feel like we should be sitting up here judging people for not having money, not for having clothes, because there was a point in time I didn't have those things. There was a point in time where I did have the exact same things that he had, and I literally felt no better. Like, it's really, like, that shit does not change you. It just makes you, I feel like it may make you more acceptable in society, because, you know, people love people who have nice things, who look nice, blah, blah, blah. But it really doesn't change who you are on the inside. And I feel like that really is important, is who you are on the inside. And the outside is important, too, how you look on the outside, too. But make sure your inside is together first. So, like, make sure that it's grounded. Make sure that it is strong. You have strong confidence within to where it pours on the outside. So you can walk outside your house, no makeup, no lash. I used to wear makeup almost every day back in high school. Like, my face would be orange as fuck, looking like a dead corpse, okay? But I just knew I was not cute, bitch. And I don't even wear makeup no more. Like, I'm just like, I don't need that. Like, what the fuck I'm wearing makeup for? I'm like, I was, like, fucking 14. Like, what the fuck I'm just wearing fucking full-face makeup for? Like, why am I doing all of this shit? Like, boy, I don't need this shit. Like, I have good skin. I look good. I'm tall. I'm sexy. I'm chocolate. Like,
what was that?
Girl, that's me, like, getting mad, bitch. I got mad at myself.
Yeah,
that's when you get mad at yourself. Like, bitch, what are you doing? You was tripping. But you said you never been through that before, so you don't know how to relate.
Yeah, I'm not. Maybe, I would say maybe a little bit would be Jamal. But I don't know. I just never felt like that, you know?
I think it'd be like a different thing. So, like, sometimes you may feel like you're not sexual enough for that person. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Cause okay.
I ain't gonna tell your business, but
you can go ahead.
Okay. So like with AD's situation, like, she was talking to this guy, and she was not as experienced as, you know, obviously me, because let me tell you about me. I started exposed to sex at a very young age. Like, my mom, but she did not curse. She walked around the house naked. Her niggas walked around the house naked, dick out, pussy fucking with the door open. Like, they did not fucking care. Like, they just didn't care. So, like, I got exposed to it at, like, a really, really age. So, like, sex to me is just, like, a conversation. Like, if I can talk about dick and pussy and all this stuff, it'd be super normal to me. But I did not realize that it's actually something that you keep private. You don't supposed to talk about it in public. So I used to go to daycare, and she's just talking about sex and all. Like, we're just crazy. But no, so with AB's situation, she was talking to this dude, and, you know, he was sexual, very sexual. And AB was like the little girl next door.
At the real girl next door that's just boring as fuck.
Don't like doing nothing. And I was like, maybe you need to just tap into your other side for a little moment. Like, just experiment. And she used to get these things from me called packages.
Oh, my God. Oh, we didn't even tell them.
Yes. Okay, she used to get these things from me called packages, like sex packages. Basically, what that means is, when you role play on IMDb, you know, you have to type everything, but, like, you know, you type your thing upon IMDb. She used to hit me up. And I would, like, give her, like, a whole typist thing of what to say.
We were
like,
so extra. Like, I would pay her, and she would give me, like,
and I would name the packages and everything. I'd be like, girl, this will make them come package. Make them come too quick, bitch. I said, bitch, you want the 5-minute bust in there? And went, like, girl, this is crazy, bitch. Just outlandish shit. And she's like, straight get them from me. Like, I just, like, just hand it to her. Like, bitch, I didn't want to go back to the fish tonight. This is just so funny, y'all. Like, just hella funny. Okay. So that's that. Okay, so our last question. We actually have two more questions. We're going to rush through this one question and, like, answer the last question for you. Okay. What's your biggest fear or fear in life? Like, what is your biggest fear or fear?
What's my biggest fear? Failing.
Failing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that's, like, pretty common for everybody. My biggest fear, honestly, y'all, is judgment. Like, being judged.
Okay.
Like, being judged inadequate. Like, if people talk about me and they say something about me that is not true, they're really the person I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they really get to me. Like, because I feel like don't know. I feel like I do give off, like, these different personalities, but it's like I'm not just one personality. I'm multiple personalities, if that makes sense. Like, I'm not crazy, but I have multiple, you know, I have multiple, what's the word?
Multiple personalities.
Yeah, I have multiple personalities. So it's just like I'm not just one person. Like, I can be literally, I'm a comedian. I can transform myself into, like, different, you know, different personality depending on the situation and the person. So I just hate when people, like, judge me, and it just really pisses me off. And it's, like, one of my biggest fears in life is, like, to live this world and not make a lasting impression, like, not to help anybody, like, to be, like, looked at as being, like, this horrible person. Like, I do not like that. Like,
that's so true, because one thing about me is, like, you know, I get into IMV artists a lot on Instagram, and when people make these long posts about me, and they be saying all this stuff, like, let me give an example. Like, when me and Cash Doll was doing whatever we were, when Cash Doll said all this stuff about me, and people was really bitter, like, yeah, like, I don't like this. Yo, y'all do not know how that I get so upset when people do stuff like that.
But I have to remember that when it comes to IMVU, it said, I have to keep, like, checking myself, because I'm 23 years old. Like, I'm grown as hell. Like, I have to understand, like, everybody is as old as me on this game. And a lot of people are not as mature as me on this game. So if you didn't graduate high school, no shade, no tea. And if you didn't go off to college, so your high school diploma don't mean shit in today's society, no shade, no tea. But that's another personality, too. That's what I'm talking about. But this is the thing, though. Like, I don't take certain stuff, like, serious anymore. Like, I learned, like, when it comes to interview, like, when comments like that, like, you can take that shit serious because nobody knows you. Like, people only know of you from somebody else. Sometimes
that's
what somebody
thing,
knows.
But
that's the thing, like, go ahead.
That's the same thing, like, in real life. If you were to be a celebrity, none of these people know you, but they still have an opinion about you, and
exactly.
That's still kind of hurtful.
And that's
but that's still kind of hurtful.
And that's why with me, like, I do not like to sit here, like the whole Minaj and Rihanna. It's like a whole. I'm like, I ain't off topic, but I'm on topic. But like the whole Minaj, like the whole girl. So like, I didn't really like to get involved into that too much because I'm like, okay, I don't know what the fuck they were talking about. Like, I don't know what they were saying, if it was true or not. I was just going based off of how the bar sounded, how the shade was tossed, all of that. That's how I was judging. I wasn't judging about no personal nothing, because I don't know neither one of their ass personally. So I feel like when it comes back to, you know, back to me, when it comes to, like, me and people coming about me, like, you don't know shit about me. Like, you know about me what somebody else told you. And sometimes even what they said, like, somebody else told you is not even accurate. So I just be like, sometimes you got to take that shit with a grain of salt and just be like, bitch, bro, like, let their ass talk, like, because it's just stupid.
I don't know. For me, it's just like.
Oh, big up on crack. Repeat. Hold on. Pause. Okay. Repeat again.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Sorry. I said I feel like me personally. I just feel like if anybody says anything about me that's wrong publicly, it really just cuts my feelings. It makes me mad because I feel like you want to know why it makes me mad. It makes me mad not because of what they say. It's because when people do that, I have so much to say, but I can't say it in a way. Like, I just don't know how to express. Like, I have so much to say, but I can't express it. And that's what makes me mad.
Take that shit with a grain of salt, though. Like, too. Like, don't sit there and let people, like, opinions about you. Like, don't let people's opinions about you become your reality. Because you know what your reality is. They just going their opinion is going to be just that, bitch, and a fucking opinion. Okay? And that's it. So then the last question, this is, I want to go to the positive note. What's the best advice you've been given? Like, ever?
For yourself.
Like, what's the, for yourself? And who gave you that advice? Do you remember?
You know what?
So, you know, that's like my motto. That's like my motto. So
a lot of people gave me that. Like, my parents and my grandpa was really an advocate to be yourself. You know what I mean? Be who you want to be, and he told me don't ever let anybody tell you no.
So I agree with that. So y'all know that's like my little motto, like, be yourself. I just love that. But my biggest advice that I got, that not personal, like, it could be like from anybody, like from TV or whatever. Mine is actually from, I was watching Tyler Perry, like his plays or whatever like that. And he had this one thing, and it just stuck with me. And it said that nobody can beat you at your purpose. Like, what is designed for you is designed for you. Like, if it's meant for you, it'll be for you. And, like, I just always took that with me because I used to always, like, compare myself and get myself into, like, all these different competitions with other people, mentally. So I'm like, you know what? If it's meant for me, it'll be for me. Like, I'm not going to sit here and compete. Like, if it's meant for me, it's for me. If it's not, then it's not meant for me. And that's how I look at it. So,
I like that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So, that's all we have for the night. Actually, I'm going to Ocean City tomorrow morning, so I'm tight. Like, I'm going on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Don't talk to me, nobody. If you got my number, if my friend hit me up. so we're going to leave on a positive note. Vaughn, do you have any last words?
Any last words?
Make it quick.
Okay, my last words is just be happy. Like, just wake up the next morning. Like, just be happy. Like, try not to worry about too much stuff. Like, just let go of all your worrying. Like, if you didn't pay your bills running late, you didn't pay your phone bill or whatever the case may be, like, just do not worry about nothing. Like, just take everything one step at a time.
And just call your friends on FaceTime or audio, girl.
Okay. Because you know I have.
Okay. My last words is, God bless, keep y'all surprised and all y'all gays is going to hell. That's my last word.
People saying after party.
No. I don't want to, y'all. I really don't.
Yeah,
I'm
at the party. What
you
want?
I mean, we can, but...
We can, but y'all don't be talking. If y'all... Okay, we're going to do it. We're going to go to after party after the show. If y'all come on the show and talk, that's going to depend on how long we'll keep it up. Because I will hang up.
Like 7 o'clock, we used to be like talking like for real. We used to be up till 7
o'clock. Yeah, we used to be like hella late, like just talking. Mm-hmm. So, y'all want to have like the after party and y'all want to like talk about this stuff and just let's just get on and just have some fun and just talk together.
So, anyway, yeah, the after party is coming. Me and Vaughn got to go because we got more work to do. But I just want to let y'all know that I have a surprise coming right after the show. So, just watch our timeline. Don't go on my page. Just watch our timeline. Just watch the timeline, girl.
Yeah,
screaming. I'm like, you stupid.
I'm sorry.